Blog Talk Radio.
My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Thank you, Jesus. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Hallelujah. My God reigns. My God reigns. My God reigns. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord again as we come together in fellowship and prayer and praise and breaking the bread of life, thanking God for his goodness and mercy and grace. Thank God for our Savior, Jesus Christ, Holy Spirit, for our Father, for glory to God, the Word, for the renewed mercies every morning and grace. Another opportunity to give him praise, another opportunity to repent and get our lives lined up with his word, another opportunity for just to glorify him and give him all the praise that's rightly due him. How excellent is his name. I pray right now and welcome you to Blog Talk Radio Divine Connection as we're connected, glory to God, to bring forth, glory to God, a praises for his name, but to pray and intercede and also the breaking of bread on to second and fourth Sunday and every Monday night prayer of intercession for God to be glorified. We bless the Lord for you tonight. We're thanking God that he will bring forth our speaker tonight will be none other than Pastor Jacqueline Sims out of Columbia. But we're going to wait until a couple of more of our prayer warriors and ministers and those come online. But in the meanwhile, I want to read a familiar scripture that is going across the land, especially in the house of the believers. And that will give time as we read the scripture for other warriors to come on and others that are going to be attentive to hearing the word of God tonight. I only open the line of Mother Alexander. Can you hear me clearly? Mother Alexander.
I can hear.
Okay, I just want to make sure the phone is on. I'm going to put it back on pause. I just want to make sure the phone is clear. Okay, God bless. Father, in Jesus' name, we bring the Psalms 91 to you before your people. It says, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in him will I trust. Surely he shall deliver thee from the snares of the fowler and from the noise of pestilence. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shall thou trust. His truth shall be thy shield and thy buckler. His truth, not what we are walking through, but his truth. Thank God for his mercy. Thou shalt not be afraid for the terror by night, nor the shadow, the arrow that flies by day, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 shall fall at thy side, and 10,000 at thy right hand, but it shall not come nigh thee. Only with thine eyes shalt thou behold and see the reward of the wicked. Blessed thou hast made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High thy habitation. There shall no evil befall thee, neither shall any plague come nigh thy dwelling. For he shall give his angels charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. They shall bear thee up in their hands, lest thou dash thy foot against a stone. Thou shalt tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon that thou trampled under feet. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he has known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him. I will be him be with him in trouble. I will deliver him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. As we read in the Psalms 91 from the first standard all the way down to the 16th. And we thank God for Psalms 23, Psalms 27, and that we're not going to fear in the name of Jesus. We're going to walk in faith and not by sight. We thank God for his promises, and the promises of the Lord add a rich and maketh no sorrow. We bless the Lord. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, and whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies, came upon my foes came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though a host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Thy war should rise up against me, in this will I be confident. One thing hath I desired of the Lord, that I will seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord at all days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, inquire of his temple. And that's Psalms 27, 1 through 4. Praise the Lord. We're going to prepare ourselves, glory to God, since we have several guests on and warriors. Praise the Lord, to prepare ourselves for the woman of God to bring forth the bread of life tonight. We've heard the scripture reading, praise the Lord, and we're standing on the promises of the Lord and casting all our cares upon him and knowing, glory to God, that he is the author and the finisher of our faith. We just got to keep the faith and not by sight. Praise God. We thank God again for tonight. And as we pray, then we're going to introduce our speaker. And then from that point on, we will hear from Pastor Jacqueline Sims out of Columbia. Father, we bless you tonight and give you glory. You are awesome, God. You deserve all the praise, all the glory, all the honor. There is none like thee. As we come boldly before the throne of grace to obtain mercy, we humble ourselves and we thank you with the spirit of attitude, of gratitude, that we are thanking you, glory to God, for who you are. Father, we come against everything that will come against this prayer, come against our lives, come against, glory to God, the promises that you have said. We believe your report. So, God, as we before you now, we exalt you and we thank you, Lord God, for your renewed mercies every morning. We thank you, Lord God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but power, love, and of a sound mind. And as we stand, glory to God, on the promises of the Lord, God, we pray that our light will be shining, that there may be someone, glory to God, that asks about the hope that lies on the inside of us, or just our life living might make a difference so we can be able to have the opportunity to point them to Christ, because they can see that we are walking by faith and not by sight. God, I thank you, Lord God, for blessing us and keeping us. Thank you for this word tonight. Praying, glory to God, for all that's going on in the land. No matter what, it's not no surprise that you are omnipotent, omnipresent. Before the beginning of time, you knew about it. But God, you're telling your people, glory to God, to trust in you, to rest in you, and to hold on to the things that you've already spoken and said. And even at this hour and this time, this, glory to God, hallelujah, shall pass. You've already told us we're coming into the end times, things way before the beginning of time. You talked about the end of time. So we are thanking you, Lord God, for all that you've done and what you're doing. Thank you for touching bodies, healing and deliverance, encouraging those that are going through and struggling or through grief or whatever capacity it may be. God, we are praying, glory to God, for wisdom, for to go in, how to come out. But God, for also for us not to walk in fear, but walk in faith in the name of Jesus. And do not tempt the Lord thy God. Help us, glory to God, to be a people every day that will seek out your face and build a relationship and not try to build one in the storm. Build, glory to God, the defenses in the storm. It's time now like never before. Hallelujah, in the midst of this. And even if there's some just coming on board, show them the way, glory to God, how to get anchored in you. And even when things come that disrupt our lives, God, help us to keep casting the care and looking to the hills which come as our help. Realize that you are the author and the finisher of our faith, not the Christ of the crisis, because that's what some people are running to, is making you the Christ of the crisis. And soon as it's over, then they're running back, resuming to whatever was going on in their lives. God, let it not be so. We're praying salvation and deliverance and healing will come out of his family members where the enemy wants to go out, bring disruption in the midst, God, that even there'll be a time for talking and relating and glory to God, being building relationships, God, in the midst of our ministries or whatever else, God, businesses. We're just praying, God, in the midst of it all, turn it around that you may get glory, even in our government, presidency, all over, whatever it is, God, you, glory to God, work it out that you may get glory. But as we bow ourselves down to you tonight and humble ourselves. Open our ears that we may hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say continuously on a daily basis, even in our secret closet. But right now, as this word comes forth from this woman of God, we are praying that as you press and prepare her to prepare this message, your word is always anointed, as you are not the vessel to release that you placed in her spirit. God, we give us ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say to the church in the name of Jesus. We pray. Praise the Lord. As we prepare ourselves now, we're going to receive the word from Pastor Sims. And praise the Lord. Thank God for her and thank God for blessing her to come on to speak and to share the word of God with us tonight. She is a woman that seeks out the face of the Lord, that she prays. And we thank God for the anointing in her life, a mentor through Apostle Burton. And praise God. When you know people that are anointed of God and blessed by God and whatever like this, and the kind of company that they keep in and have a consistency in their life, then we know, glory to God, we can bless the Lord and really identify with the spirit that's in them, and thanking God, glory to God, for them, that they may continue to be a vessel that be used for the glory of God. So I thank God for her. I praise God. Just coming through some surgery and some things, glory to God, but healing pretty well, and thanking God for, in spite of even her being home, that God blessing her, that the word and the fire of the anointing still reigns on the inside of her, so she's willing to open herself up to allow the Spirit of the Lord to pour into her, to pour into us. So we're going to introduce to some, pray well for most people, and whatever few may have already met her, and glory to God to present to others. None other than Pastor Jacqueline Simpson. I pray God continue to bless and use her with his glory tonight in the name of Jesus. Praise God. Bless the Lord. Pray that I didn't hit the wrong button for her.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Hello?
Praise God. You there? Oh, did I cut her off? Praise the Lord. That's a sin? Okay, then. Praise the Lord. The floor is open to you. Praise the Lord.
All right. Thank you, Pastor Hubbard. He is a rock in a weary land. He's a shelter in the time of a storm. He is my all in all. Do you know Jesus tonight? We are called right now to be kingdom builders. On Christ the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. He's a way maker, hallelujah. A promise keeper, light in the darkness, Savior, Lord, and King. He loves us so much that our names are written even in the palms of his name, hands. Glory to his name. Healer, deliverer. He says, abide in me. And if you abide in him, you're all right. He is a blessing. He's a good God. He's an almighty God. And I give honor and praises to him tonight to be able to come and speak to all of you as I bring you greetings from Light the Path Ministry and Christian Life Church on Bush River Road, Columbia, South Carolina. God is so awesome. He's so wonderful. He is so gracious unto us. And he's been gracious unto me, as a whole lot of you prayed for me. As I was sitting at my desk at work, and I became ill, my stomach, my back, everything started hurting. And I wound up in the emergency room and going into surgery. And the doctor told me, the surgeon told me, he said, I was worried about you. He told me this afterwards. I was worried about you. You had so much things going against you, but you did fine. I said, well, I trust God, and God brought me up out of that thing, and less than 24 hours after the surgery, I was home. When I went back to my primary care physician, he told me, you know what? You could have died from that surgery. And I told him I knew I could have died from anything, but God was not ready, and I just praise the Lord for his mercy toward me, and I thank all of you again for praying for me. God bless you all. Now, in 2013, I was sitting in my church, and I heard the Spirit say, Biba. So God talks to me in church sometimes. And I laugh because I heard the word Biba, and it said, study. He said, study the life of a Biba. Well, basically, I knew very little about a Biba. I knew that they were ugly and had buck teeth. How many know sometimes we see things as being ugly, but God sees them as being beautiful? Well, okay, I got the books, went to the library, got the books, and I studied the life of the Biba. And tonight I would like to share with you what God showed me about Biba. Biba is one of God's created marvels. Now, he has a lot of them, but he shared this one with me. And he said, he showed me, and he said, how should we apply these characteristics of a Biba to our life? The Biba is an amazing aquatic architect, one of which I now respect as one of God's creative marvels. First thing, the beavers are builders. Beavers are on a mission to build dams. They do not only build for the present, but they build for future generations as well. As they continue to improve on the dams and their homes, their lodges as they are called, he builds the dam first, then he builds his home. Listen, their mission comes before their comfort. Isn't that something? What a lesson that is to us. Their mission comes before their comfort. Beavers have so many beautiful, marvelous traits that are built into them, and all of it is by God's creation. The first one I'll do for you is the beaver's mouth, eyes, and ears. Men think that they invented goggles. Well, I'm here to tell you, they didn't. God invented goggles. The beaver's eyes have a clear, transparent membrane that comes down over them when he enters the water. God made goggles before the dawn of creation, when he made the beaver, because he knew that he would need those to enter into the frigid waters. He has built in goggles. You know that when you are in water, materials and everything can irritate, dirty water can irritate your eyes. Not only that, but most of us don't see very well underwater. When the beavers enter the water, their goggles appear. We need to be careful. This is what God showed. We need to be careful what we look at. We need to put shields over our eyes and be careful what we see. In Proverbs 4:25 tells us where to look. Beavers do a good job. They are at peace with what they do. They stick to their assignments, the assignments that God has given them. Isaiah 26:24, because he is faithful to do the job, God keeps him at peace. You never see a beaver out trying to climb a tree or doing anything that he's not supposed to do. God designed him to build dams. How many of you are satisfied with yourself? Ask God to show you what it is that he wants you to do. Now, in the beaver's mouth, now I'm going to ask you, what's in your mouth? In James 1:26, if there is any man among you who seems to be religious and browseth not his tongue, he deceiveth his own heart. This man's religion is in vain. Beavers don't talk, and in the book of James, it tells us about the danger and the damage the tongue can do. Be careful what goes into your mouth and what comes out of your mouth. God so designed the beaver's mouth with safeguards. The beaver has a trap door in his mouth so that wood chips and too much water can't enter into his mouth. He has two flaps of skin in his throat to close off his mouth so that nothing can get through. If anything ungodly gets into your mouth, you don't have to swallow it. You can spit it out. Glory to God. Spit it out. You don't have to swallow it. It's the devil's business to try to put things into your mouth and into your way. So we give God the glory and the praises. Sometimes we talk too much. Sometimes we eat too much. And I'm guilty. God has given us a word in Romans 6:12. Don't let sin reign in your body. Your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Don't assist the devil in killing you. Spit it out. You got his word. And when he left us, he didn't leave us alone. Hallelujah. Praise God. He left us with a comforter. And that comforter is called the Holy Ghost or the Holy Spirit, as some people say, but it means the same. And that Holy Spirit lives within every believer. Now, the beaver's ears, he has ears that has flaps over them. When he goes into that frigid water, the flaps come down and shut off his ears. Be careful what you listen to. Are you listening to things that will take you away from the word? We know at this time, and I had to personally shut it off, is so much news, bad news, the coronavirus, who's dying, who's doing this, and how it's spreading. We have to be careful what we listen to. Close your ears to some of the stuff that will not allow you to grow in Christ. Now, the beaver's teeth are set away from his lips, because they are razor sharp, and his teeth never stop growing. And the lesson that I read said they were sharpened by iron compounds. So I said, well, Father, where do the iron compounds come from? Where did the beaver get those from? God has so fixed everything in his place that they come through the soil into the trees to keep the beaver's teeth sharp. With our lips now, we are supposed to declare the good news of God. That's Psalms 119:13. Beavers don't have the Holy Ghost. We do. If God so equipped a beaver with all of these safeguards, what about us? And he tells us, don't let sin reign in your body, your mind, or your spirit. If it doesn't get into you, it can't hurt you. So we put on the whole arm of God. God has equipped you with all that you need. Ephesians 6:11 says, put on the whole arm of God that you might be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Hallelujah. Hallelujah to the mighty King. Beavers are builders. When they build a dam, they work on it steadily, and it takes about 3 days. He cuts down the trees, the small trees, and he wedges them down into the mud firmly with rocks and grass between them. The dam is finished, and the water behind the dam forms a deep pool. This is fertile ground for new trees. How many of you are planted in fertile ground? How many of you seek the fertile ground of the Word of God to grow your life? The beaver's whole body is made to do the work that God designed him to do. With his tail, it acts as a rudder in the water. It propels him forward when he's moving with trees in his mouth. sometimes we have heavy loads on us, and we can't move forward. But if we use the word of God as our rudder, we can move forward in life's rigid water. The beaver's tail also acts as a warning device. In fact, other animals huddle around wherever beavers have their dams because of the beaver's protection. When he sees an enemy approaching, he takes his tail, which is a flat, bony structure, and hits on the water, and the sound resonates out to let the other animals know that it's danger. Don't come near. It's danger. How many of us can live so that we can warn other people of the dangers of being in this worldly system? The beaver builds his lodge, and it takes about a week. He repairs it many times. He adds rooms, and he enters the pond from the bottom. He does that because he doesn't want the prey to come in and follow him into his home. Have you safeguarded your home so that anything and anybody can't come in there? The beaver is a careful builder, and he has an escape route also. You need an escape route, and the escape route is the word of God. That's what you use to escape from the traps of the enemy. Architects study the works of the beaver. Their works last as long as 30 years. Men study the work of the beaver, and God programmed the beaver to build these dams. He knows just what to do and how to do them, and anything that he does and is going to last 30 years, architects come and study them. Beavers are valuable animals. Men hunt for them for their fur. Today, I understand that one beaver pelt is worth about $200. Beaver families work together. He has one lifelong mate. Wherever beavers live, they change the land all around them for better. God is awesome in all of his ways. Pray that God opens our understanding. St. Luke 24:45. What are you building up? We are supposed to build up God's kingdom. How bad do you want it? Bad enough to study? Do you want his word? Do you want his ways? Do you want his kingdom? Bad enough to study. God provides oil glands near the beaver's tail to help him glide swiftly through the frigid water. He provides us with the Holy Spirit. That is our oil, so that we can move easily through life's troubled waters. What does oil do? Oil lubricates and helps us in our struggles. The Holy Ghost stands ready to help us to become the person that God wants us to be, closer to the character of Jesus Christ. The beaver does not, I say again, have the Holy Ghost, but we do. And if God so equips a beaver with all of these safeguards, what about us? What more will he do for us? We have a soul. The beaver's life and legacy is long and long in the scenario that God gave me, how to compare it with our life, how we should always, always trust in God. He'll do what he says he'll do. He won't always bring you out of a situation, but he'll always be in it with you because his spirit lives within us. The beaver's fur has three layers of fur on his body, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost. if the frigid water gets past the first layer, it's got a second layer to deal with. And if it gets past the second layer, it's a downy layer up under that. Insulation. God's word is insulation to us. It protects our body, our mind, and our spirit. It protects us from the damage of Satan. You have to stay in the word. You have to keep praying. You have to not just say, well, not only reading the word, but studying the word, because God is the only way. He's our rock, our shield. He's our wheel in the middle of the wheel. He'll never let us down. He is our healer, our deliverer. Hallelujah. He's a good and he's an almighty God. And he'll do just what he say he'll do. You have to trust him. You have to put your faith in his word. As he showed me the beaver and his lifestyle. Today, we live in a wicked and hostile world, a non-Christian world system called Cosmos. He has promised us a plan of escape. And when he died on Calvary's cross, that was our escape route. Had he not died, we would have been lost mankind already. But through his word, we have an escape route. Listen to his word. You can't just do just like you want to do and do what you said want to do because you want to do it. You have to lean and depend on God because he is our all in all. In order to enjoy this life, we must certainly live in the light of Psalms 91. The secret to survival is under the shadow of his wing. And as Pastor read earlier, he said he gave us what you're supposed to do. You under the shadow of his wing. And if you under the shadow of his wings, he is protecting you. I don't know whether many of you know, but when I was growing up, my grandmama had chickens, and the little baby chicks would get up under the wings of the mother hen and stay up under the wings. That was their protection, and God is our protection. We should be in constant fellowship with him. There you will find safety and rest. Use what God has given you. Ask him to help you. Have faith in what he will do. There's nothing too hard for him. Guide your mind. Don't let sin enter in. If Satan comes, and he does, he'll come and try to put all kind of fear into you. And some of you on the broadcast tonight and in this service may know that he comes and put fear in your heart. He'll do those things. He'll bring dreams and things to disturb you. But what your place is and what you have to do is give him back. Give him the word of God. That's how you put on the armor. Do like the beaver. Complete your mission. Stay focused. You must stay focused on the word because God has given you all you need to survive and to be in fellowship with him. But you can't fool him. You have to trust him. Proverbs 3:5-6 tells us to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Ask God to open the eyes of our heart so we can see him more clearly, so we can understand the things that he's telling us, the mission that he's given us. We're so supposed to be about kingdom building. Stay focused. Complete the mission that he's given you to do. If you don't know what your mission is, ask God to show you. He'll show you what your mission is. He'll bless you to do. Everybody can do something. Everybody has some kind of gift. Some people's gift is just, it can be just the smile on your face. It can be the smile on your face. when somebody looks at you, they can see that the love of God abides in you. You're smiling. You're giving honor to God. It's a difference. You can see the light of God in people's face and in their body language. And sometimes you walk in the room and you know if you're among Christians, if you know if you're among wicked people and evil people are among you, you can feel it. Be like the beaver. The beaver's teeth never stop growing. And it, the word tells us to study, to show yourself approved. 2 Timothy 5:15. You not only will grow, but you will begin to glow. The beaver's teeth grows as long as he needs them. How long does he need them? As long as he lives, and as long as he cutting down trees and building dams, creating fertile ground where young trees can grow. Do you, are you creating the fertile ground for the younger people, or people around you, anybody around you? The people know when they come into your presence that you are a child of the King. Do they realize that they are among somebody that knows the Lord? Or do they just, you just come in, they just come in and you talk the same language they talk, you say the same things they do, you do the same things they walk, they can't tell the difference. But if you continue in the Word and ask God to help you to grow, and he'll help you. And he gives us, he said, he gives us new mercies every morning. Great is his faithfulness toward us. Old mercies might not do, but if he gives you new mercies that you can lean on him and you can depend on him, he's a battle axe in the time of battle. He's a shelter in the time of a mighty storm. And I do know that he is. Right here, sitting here, I know how he's bought me and how he'll bring you. He has no respect to a person. But you gotta believe, you gotta study, you have to read, you have to keep growing. You can't just sit around and look for God to do this and God to do that. You know, he said, I have given you this land, but they had to go get it. He told them, okay, now you march. I'm going to give you Jericho, but now you got to march around the walls. 7 times they marched around the walls of Jericho until those walls came down. This is no plaything. It's serious business. God is looking for people that will make a strong commitment to him, will know what your mission is, will begin to grow in his word, will stand on faith. You can't, you know, we all know sometimes you might get a little shaky and a little weak, but you just go to him because, you know, he not only helps us, he said, you know, the spirit of the, when you don't know what to pray for, I don't know about you, but I've been in there a lot. I just don't know what to pray for sometimes. But the Holy Spirit intercedes on our behalf. Now, what more can he do? We need to stay focused. We need to stay on our mission, whatever our mission is. But we're all supposed to be king builders, kingdom builders. We're in a wicked and a hostile world is in charge of the Christians and their lives. He sees what's going on in the world today. He knows all about it. This coronavirus and all this did not catch him by surprise. He knows about it. And in his time, he'll send it back to the pits from whence it came. He did not cause it, but he's able and he's in charge because he's almighty. He's all-knowing. And he loves us. He loves us even though you may not see it and you may not think so. But if you believe his word, he said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish but will have everlasting life. For God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Glory to God. We praise your name, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity to share. And we hope that somebody, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus, will be strengthened. We hope that somebody might even be saved from knowing the life of the beaver, how God equipped the beaver to survive in all of these harsh conditions. And God equips us also to stand on his word, giving us his Holy Spirit and allowing us to move forward in this world, because he is our rock, our shield. He's our Lord of Lords. He's the King of Kings. And I'm so happy to share with you this golden opportunity today to speak to you all about this lesson that God showed me years ago about this amazing creature that he created. Now, I said we have some more, but this one was the one that he gave me. And there's so much information until I tried to condense it down a little bit to you. So much information. But if we would only seek to stay on our mission to do what God has given us to do, never stop growing. Never stop growing in his word. Now we praise you. Praise God for his mighty works. And I thank Pastor BJ and all of you for allowing me to speak to you today. And we say in closing, hallelujah to the mighty, mighty King. God is awesome. Listen at his word. Keep on growing. Keep living for him. And one of these days, sky and stand, hallelujah. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And he stands in the middle of the air. Lord, have mercy. Every eye shall see him. And he said, you don't have to believe in you. Every tongue is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. And I say amen, amen, and I thank all of you. In Jesus' name, amen.
What a mighty God we serve. What a powerful word that came through tonight. I bless God, Pastor, for you allowing us to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord has given you. With so many powerful things that was in this message to line our lives up, even in this time, glory to God, with so many various challenges and things that are going on. This word right here, I never would have thought about and make you want to go back and read and how it lines up with the life that we're living and the yes. life of a beaver. I have never even imagine the thing, glory to God, that God blessing the revelation that the Lord used you to bring out. Praise God for being a builder and how he did. And then I love what you first said, that even before his comfort, he built the dam. With that mission assignment that God has given him as the beaver for whatever the dam has to be made for. And that's what we need to be. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, everything else will be added. Putting God first, and he got so many promises that he said concerning the things that we have, and sometimes we get a cart before the horse, but also the things, glory to God, how you broke down for his, anyway, from his teeth to his ears, to glory to God, to his tail, the powerful things that were said is so, oh my goodness, I don't have enough words to express how I bless God for you. At that time, at this time, to bring forth that word. And so I want to bring out another point that you have here and then give space to the other ones that are on the phone and say, what's in your mouth? And so many times, instead of speaking life, we speak in death, because the Bible says life and death is in the power of the tongue. And what we ought to be kingdom builders. Sometimes we're being used for the enemy, to like that blazing fire with that tongue that can be disrupted and tear up when we ought to be building up. I praise God for, I'm just adding to something that you said when I think about the power of the tongue, for the things over to God that we ought to be bringing about, things that are bring forth the glory of God, and how the warning of the enemy through the tail. And sometimes we can even see danger or whatever, and we don't warn our brothers and sisters over to God about the things
That's
that are going on around us. And whatever the traps that the enemy set and whatever like this is amazing. the things that we are to be in tuned into the word and so forth that brings life to destroy the works of the enemy. And if we will get on one accord with one another and get rid of the isms and schisms, boy, you're talking about we'll be a force to be reckoned with to tear down the kingdom of the enemy. Let me roll real quick, because I get excited. And, of course, we're hearing now more and more about anytime you turn the YouTube on or the radio or the TV or whatever, or just the messages, people are talking about the 91 song. And praise God, we all have to know that we are globally under the shadow of the Almighty. When the enemy brings fear and torment, but we have to keep speaking in the Korean, declaring what the word says. Put that back in on him. Put his head under our feet, not let him ride our back. What are those songs people used to say? I'm running from the devil. What are you running from the devil for? You ain't going to outrun him nowhere. We have no power over the enemy on our own. We have the power and authority that God given us to take authority over this, stand steadfast, and put him to flight in the name of Jesus. And there are going to be some trials. There are going to be some challenges. He said many of the afflictions of the righteous, but he delivers out of them all. We got to really recognize who we are, who's walking authority and the power that God has given us. And how bad do you want it? Glory to God by studying the word. And if we study that word and spend time with God, we'll be able to walk in the power and the authority through the power of the Holy Spirit, putting the enemy to fight, knowing who we are and standing fast and speaking in the Korean what his word said, not what my feelings. Yeah, but. He didn't call us to be no billy goats. He calls us to be sheep. And then he said the sheep know his voice and a stranger not follow. So some may be saying, oh, she's getting all excited. The woman already preached and whatever. Yes, but I just want to piggyback on the power of that anointing of what God has said. And so that's why we give a little space to sharing, because I'm going to open the lines for the time that we have for others that desire glory to God to say a few words. And sometimes when everybody been said something, I don't get my little piece of that mind, I get to say nothing. So I'm doing it now. Praise God. We praise the Lord. Amen. So we got to be planted, rooted, and grounded. And like what you said, too, are we having some fertile ground? Are we making a difference? Are we glory to God, the kind of what you say when what the beaver is doing. He's not bringing about damage. He's also bringing about whatever he's doing with the dam, but also the fertile ground and so forth that's going to be producing. What are we producing? Are we producing anything from what that we're called to do or assigned to do, and are we doing it part-time? Praise the Lord. So let me leave that alone. I praise God. I'm telling you, this thing makes me want to go back and search this out. This is so wonderful. And I like what you said, the teeth have never stopped growing. I might have said something about that already. 2 Timothy 2:15, what you got? Supposedly 2:15 or 5:15. Whichever way, we know the scripture about glory to God by the by study, show yourself approval. But until his life is extinct, he is continuously growing. What are we doing with that God has given us through using out the word that he's given us, using glory to God, the power and authority that he's given us? What are we doing even in this battle? And know, glory to God, that he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. In all of this that we go through, he'll be with us and never leave us. But I bless God for the Holy Spirit that's on the inside of us and so forth and so on. And we got to believe and trust. Amen. Let me already open up all these lines, because I have gotten so excited. I want to make sure that everybody get an opportunity to at least share something about what God has blessed, and maybe their heart's been touched in some way from that word that came forth tonight. Okay, bless the Lord. Oh, I thought all the lines was open. My phone just trying to go a little slow. But praise God. At this time, the lines are open if you had any response to the word tonight. Bless God. And before we hang up, I definitely don't want you to forget to pray for Apostle. I spoke to her about 15 minutes before time for us to come on service. Her husband, Deacon Burton, was sent back into the hospital again on Friday. But right now, we want to hear what you have to say. We're going to be praying for her and him, but about the word tonight. I just want to have that in the back of my mind. So if someone slips, don't get by. You'll have that to keep on your prayer closet for the pray. But right now, the lines are open for any responses.
Praise the Lord, Sister Sam. I'm so glad the Lord has used you tonight, because this is wonderful, especially when you come to the point of standing on faith, standing on the Word of God, because really these are the times that we need to use and stand on the Word of God. Stand by faith, no matter what you see or what's coming on, knowing that the Word of God will never fail. So I thank God for using Pastor Sam tonight, because this is what she brings. it's good for each and every one in a time like this, because people just fear. They seem to forget that what God already gave us, the power and the authority. And I thank God for the word that powerful lady bring tonight. In the name of Jesus, thank you.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Truly, I touch and agree with Sister Alexander, Minister Sims. That was a wonderful understanding of the assignment of the beaver. And it really resonated with me, and I just thank and praise God. And just point out, you said the mission, you received the mission before comfort. And I thought about Paul, where he said, you know, what he, it was a light affliction compared to the glory, praise God. And then you said, you always have an escape route, praise God. God always gives you an escape route, and I love that. The thing about it is we need to take the escape route.
Amen.
And the word of God is that it, the route is through the word of God, and without the Holy Ghost to bring back to your remembrance that word concerning what you're going through, praise God, and that's the imperative need for having the Holy Spirit in our lives to remind us of what the word, but that's going back to standing on the word, studying the word of God, praise God. But that was beautiful.
Thank you. Praise God,
like
Lord.
Where you said to stay focused on the word, praise God, there is safety in Christ and rest. And I thought about that song, trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus is to trust and obey. Praise God. And just a beautiful example, I think, and praise God, I never heard, like Minister BJ say, it told the example of the beaver, but you got that from God. And it always is going to resonate and really help us to see what God wants us to see in that. So God bless you. Amen.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pastor Sims, I didn't get all of the word, but I came in to get that God wanted me to get, and it was a wonderful word. One of the things that you were saying about us being kingdom builders, each of us need to know our place in Christ Jesus, because we all have gifts. And people don't look at this gift, but this is such a great gift that people have, and sometimes it's overlooked, is a greeter. That's the first person that you see.
Yes, it is.
Sometimes that impresses you so to either you want to be a part of that or you don't. So that's an important place in the kingdom, because we are kingdom builders. And God created us all with a purpose. And as you're talking, one of the things that God said to me, he said, don't quit and don't faint in this season. Don't let fear be your focus. For might have life and have life abundantly. That means everything you need is in me.
Yes.
And it and my word is always yes and oh and amen. Be not dismayed or discouraged, for I the Lord God is with you. And he gave me this right at the end, Psalm 12:8. The wicked walk on every side when the vilest men are exalted. And he was just saying to me that right now it's because we have exalted man above God. And because of that, we are now walking in this place of uncertainty. But one thing we can be assured of, that God still rules, he still reigns, and he is still in charge. So I just thank you for that word.
God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Pastor Stem, I just enjoy you on tonight. I had never heard that before about the beaver. I had seen the beaver before, but I had never heard that before, and it was just so encouragement to me. And I just thank you for the word of God. As I was listening to you about different things, and most of all I was listening to, because that is something that I always want to do, you know, before I even got saved, you know. I just want to, you know, to grow in Christ, you know. I just want to grow. I just want to be what God will have me to be. And so I thank you for how you were saying that, the word of God will help us to grow, you know, help us to grow and continue to grow, not just stop growing, just keep focused on what the word say. And so I just thank God for you on tonight, on what that word is saying on tonight, because I said I'm going to go back and look at that. I know I probably won't get it like God gave it to you, but I just want to be able to go back and listen, go back and look at that Bible thing, because I thank God for how you were saying that if anybody know about chickens, and I do know about chickens, when back in the day when my daddy had chickens, how the chicken used to hold his wings up on the side and the little bitties would get under, and that would be the shield, protect them. So I thank God for you on tonight. Praise God.
Hey, man, I'm going to add one more thing while somebody else getting ready. You don't have to let me wait too long. I'm sorry I had to get some water early, because y'all know I got more words in me. You said something else, Minister Sims. You said something, and I wrote down, God includes us and what he does for us. And that means that we have a part to play. God has something to do, and we have something to do also. And I just
That's
think
right.
He doesn't have to include us, but one thing I learned through inductive Bible study is that God uses people, and he's not in a hurry, praise God. So I thank and praise God, and I said, well, what would be an example that that we have a part to play? Well, the word says, whatsoever you bind here on earth, a simple way to say it, Jesus, God said, I'll make it so in heaven, praise God. Hallelujah. So we can't just sit back, because some people just saying, God, you do it. Well, there's something you have to do. So I thank and praise God for that also. I'm going to hush my mouth because somebody else may have something to say, but there is so much in what you said, and I didn't want to let that portion escape. I wrote down quite a bit, but I thank and praise God that he yet uses us, praise God. I believe that if we would not intercede, if we would not pray, my God Almighty, it would be a whole lot more people off this planet Earth today had we not said a prayer on their behalf in Jesus' name. God bless you again. I appreciate every word and how God used you on tonight. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hello, God bless. Pastor Sims, this is Brother Black. That word was so rich and so beautiful. I never heard it like that either. And, God just gave this to me. Beavers do far more than we can ever ask or think.
Mm-hmm.
And then when you broke it down, the teeth and the lips, the teeth are far removed away from the lips because they're razor sharp teeth, and where they get the iron from and the paddle and all. I'm like, Lord Jesus. And then you gave us a scripture. I said, look at God. That is all God. Beaver created God, and through that, the learning of the beaver, God gave you a message to give to us. I have four words. That was so beautiful. God bless you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Praise God. Everybody has already shared what God placed in their hearts. Praise God. It was so powerful. And just even hearing all the responses has been magnificent. It is a word that just really penetrates with revelation, fresh word. It was just, bless God, even though she had said God had given her a revelation of it some years ago. But just like we read in the Bible, and we read the Bible every day, Nothing changes on these pages. But every, you know, all these many years, it's still bringing about more and more revelation. The more we go back in, we're going to find some more and whatever. So whatever given time, as long as we don't sought the Lord and seek it out his face, but whatever the hour of the time, it's going to be timely. So we thank God for her listening and hearing the voice of God to say this was the hour to bring that back and to bring it to us. So I praise God just like it was just so fresh revelation. So we got to hold on to that that God has given us and seek out his face for him to continue to minister to it. And it really did. And it's definitely penetrating my spirit, man, to some things in it that we do know and things glory to God, but it brought in a greater depth for us to be able to grasp for more and make you want to hunger more and that thirst that it has. So bless God when the word comes like that from the ministers or the men and women of God, or either if it's a child, glory to God and God relaying the message and we can grasp in it. We can grow thereby, seeking his face, getting in his word, spending some time with him. And not just in the word, but giving time to praise and worship him, because we don't want it one side. It's got to be balanced. Everything that has breath,
yeah,
praise the Lord. So we want to give him his praise, his worship, and glory to God in that time to spend in the word, so that word we can be able to grasp and out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. So if we don't have enough word in there and to be able to combat the things of the enemy and the things we go through and put the enemy fighting, hold on to the promises of the Lord, we'll be speaking out of our mouths, whatever, when the test comes. We can preach a good word and teach a good word and prophesy a good word, but in the meantime, when the rubbers meet the road, whatever's in you, will come out of you. What we want to make sure is that we get rooted and grounded in his word and get in us. So when it does come up, the response, the world might respond a different way of the flesh, but then we're going to respond, you know, from the spirit of the Lord. And if there is an error, then we got 1 John 1:9, they'll confess our faults, but we ought not be a repeat offender. So if we are really walking in the truth and walking in obedience and not suppressing things, whatever, and letting the Spirit of the Lord have free reign and really releasing some things and letting it be on foot on the altar and let God make the changes in us, oh, my goodness. Again, I said we'll be a force to be reckoned with, and they can see the glory of God in our lives. He's expressing about that smile. It could be a mission for somebody and whatever like this. In spite of everything they're going through, it's not pasted. It's there because someplace in them, what God has given them, that smile and whatever they're standing on might be hurting on the other side, but whatever that is that caused them to say, you know what, nevertheless, I'm still going to hold on to my peace. It hurts. It's disappointing. We ought to be such in a way that we may not be running around laughing like a hyena or a paced mile, but our life living ought to make a difference from the way that we have a relationship with the Lord, to know that they can be able to see the light in us and that they can be able to say or ask us about the hope that lies in us, and we'll have a word to say. And if they don't,
that's
say
right,
our life living caused them to look upon us and say, there's got to be something. Even though they might have been challenging on your job or challenging in the neighborhood, challenging in your home. But when time the crisis comes, they done watch you and see you, even though they've been provoking you by the devil. But they know where to run to, glory to God, when they need that help or that prayer in the name of
yes,
Jesus. So, God, we bless you tonight for the word, for the woman of God, bringing the word, and pray you continue to bless and keep her healed and whole as you bring her through this little challenge. But, God, you manifest, glory to God, even for the doctors to say whatever, but God was saying, oh, glory to God, proving even the more for testimony to glorify him that he have a purpose and a plan for her life. So we speak continued long life for her, that she continues to be hungry and thirst for God's word, obedience to his will, and that he'll bring overflow blessings, whatever she's been depleted of in that house or whatever around her while she's been out. God, she bring forth a hundredfold blessings. I believe in, like I told her, some great, mighty things are going to come through, glory to God, even afterwards, no matter what it looks like right now. So God, continue to bless her, use her for your glory, in Jesus' name. Now with all that, my sister, you have time for remarks now, and then we're going to take in this prayer request, and then we're going to release you all from the line in a little bit. But praise God, Mother, Pastor Sims, we leave it over to you for the remarks now that you may want to share with us.
All right. I praise God for his great and mighty mercies toward me and allowing me to share with you this that God gave to me. Like I said, a beaver to me was ugly, buck teeth, and I just couldn't. In fact, I laughed when the Holy Spirit told me to study the life of the beaver. But God is so awesome, and he can take the simplest things you don't think anything of, and make something out of it. A beaver, I'll never look at a beaver again as an ugly, buck-tooth, creature, because God showed it to me. As I sat down to read, I began to write, and he began to show me all of these things, the protection that God has given to the beaver, and how much more will he give to us. And I thank you all for listening. I hope that it blessed somebody, and somebody will be saved, somebody will be strengthened on their journey by hearing these words. How bad do you want it? If you want it bad enough, you can have it, because it's offered to you. He made it possible for you on Calvary. Pastor BJ is such an awesome person. I met her not too long ago, and we've been friends ever since. Such an intercessor, and I just appreciate her giving me the opportunity. She never heard me speak, but she thought I would be worthy, and I thank all of you. And we ask that we just grow and continue to pray for each other. As during these trying times, we pray for each other and for the whole world, but we still know. I thank everybody on this prayer. We still know who's in charge. And in due time, he'll fix it. Thank you. I appreciate you. God bless all of you.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We give all glory, praise, and honor unto the Lord. That's why the Lord tells us to know no one by the flesh, but know him by the Spirit. And we thank God for the Spirit of the Lord being manifested in your life. Praise the Lord. At this time, praise God, as I asked you earlier to keep this in mind about when I spoke to Pastor Apostle Burton a few minutes before service, and right now she said it's been a real challenging week and so forth like this. And one of the things I know probably going to be praying for every day about the show when it's ended, nothing but an aggravation of the enemy, but also her husband that went in the hospital on Friday. And I didn't call the other day. I haven't mind called, but got distracted. But nevertheless, Deacon Burton, they said to him that had pneumonia. He went to dialysis, and he already had a little cold, but they were just saying, you know, at the time you thought it was just a little slight cold, but when he got to Dallas, they put him in the hospital from that point. And so he's still there, so be praying for him, praying continuously for her shoulder, and whatever other challenges that we know at this hour and time, even before this corona came up, glory to God, the enemy has been fighting the body of Christ and the believers, but more and more we're anchoring down and standing on the promise, because God getting ready to manifest a mighty move of God in the midst of all the various things even before this, and more so now. We got to be anchored like never before. Know that your ship is anchored down in the Lord. Not glory to God, yes. Talking about I'm going to get there and whatever. Anchored, and even more so like never before. It's going deeper and deeper, and not to get caught up in all the things that's going on. And you know, over the last couple of years or more, I've been saying when Christ has come up, we get caught up in the TV, we get caught up in we have the current events. We need to know some things, but not to be every day. That's not our assignment. Every day to get stuff in your spirit, man, and so forth like this. When the Bible said faith comes by hearing, hearing, hearing the word of God. But if you put the word down and put your fellowship down and put your time or go over to God into investing in what to say, you're going to be turned like around just like the enemy have you shaking just like a rag doll. And boy, you know it, you're in anxiety, you're caught up in whatever was being said and transmitting them same spirits to somebody else, because all you're talking about is what's going on instead of what God is doing. And in the meantime, when you find out what's going on, pray and apply the word. Pray and apply the word. But in the meantime, don't get distracted from the assignment and the mission that he's given you, because it sure will take you off course. My God reigns. So at this time, this is the request that I have. Anybody else have another request besides the fact that we're praying for this thing every day and for the people and first responders and responders and everything else and all of those that are caregivers and everything else? We're keeping that up in the before the Lord. That's a definite. But any other prayer requests besides those things?
Can I give just a praise report?
Oh, yes, yes. Somebody's making a lot of noise on the phone. Would you kindly mute it if you're having a problem with something? Please mute your phone because it's distracting in the background. Okay, go ahead.
Praise the Lord. I want to thank all of you for your prayers and support during the time that my nephew was in crisis. I want to give this report because God is good. He worked miracles every day. My nephew, 49 years old, went to bed, stopped breathing, had been breathing that they can note for 26 minutes. They had to take him to the hospital and put him in an induced coma. He's in that coma for 2 weeks. They didn't know what the outcome was going to be, but we all stood on the word of God, believing God for a miracle. They woke him up. He woke up. They did a brain scan on him. No brain damage. They have not been able to take him off of all the breathing equipment, but he can do commands. He know everybody. And that is a miracle in itself, because with somebody not breathing for 26 minutes, they were telling the family he might have brain damage. But God is a God that works miracles every day. And we just have to stand on his word, believing that if he brought us to it, he's going to bring us through it.
Mm-hmm.
I give praise to God today. And I just want to say, regardless of what is going around us or what the world is doing, we got to know that God is still in charge. He has the final word on every situation. And we, the children of God, he got us. So we have to be cautious, but please don't get in fear. Because if God is for you, who can be against you? So I just want to thank Divine Connection, because I know you had us lifted in prayer. And thank you for all of those prayers that went up, because the prayers of the righteous avail much. And I know that God heard our cries. So I just wanted to share that with you and let you know that regardless of what it looked like or what it feel like, you continue to stand your ground and keep your position, because God is working miracles every day. So thank you so much.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. What a praise report. Amen. What a praise report.
Pastor Hubbard.
Yes.
I have one question. Was that Brother Eric? Was he Brother Eric?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
Because the Holy Ghost said.
He's trying to talk. They got music going and he's trying to dance.
Okay. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
That's awesome.
That's the name.
Praise the Lord. Any more praise reports and prayer requests? That God is good.
Yes. Good afternoon, everyone. Praise the Lord, Pastor BJ. I want somebody to pray for me, because I did what you, I followed your orders, Pastor DJ. I did go to the doctors and stuff, and I thank God that everything came out good, but my body just, I don't know what it's going through, but God knows all about it. Can y'all just pray for my body to get healed completely from whatever it's going through? In the name of Jesus, amen.
You say you went to the doctor. What did the doctor say?
They couldn't find nothing wrong. So I said I followed your orders.
Okay. Well, praise God. The instructions are going. Okay. Okay. I'm sorry. Let me finish your conversation. Go ahead. Say it. You followed instructions and you went to the doctor. They couldn't find anything wrong, but you're still having some challenges with it, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. I'm going to address this and I pray. But you know what? Let the prophet. Prophet Bird. We have already prayed for Shania about whatever condition, anything hidden, we're going to curse and cancel that aside. But we know sometimes the enemy just attacks the body. But we're going to pray whatever that is that's coming against her body, that she be totally healed. They can't find anything. We're pleading the blood of Jesus that Satan's going to loose his hold off of her. So would you go ahead and take that request right now?
Father God, we praise you, we honor you, we give you glory. God, we thank you for this beautiful and wonderful day, God, that you've made. And we thank you, Father God, for this young lady right now, for she's wonderfully and fearfully made, God, in your image and in your likeness, God. And you created that body. God, man can only see what they can see, but you are supernatural, God, doing supernatural things. So, Father God, even though they said they didn't see anything, God, if it's anything that they missed, we pray in the name of Jesus, God, if she have to go someplace else, that they will see it and they will find it. But in the meanwhile, God, we petition your throne of grace, because you are our healer, and you already sent your word to heal us. So, Father, whatever is going on in that body right now, we ask for a supernatural healing, God, in the name of Jesus. We ask, Father God, that you touch her in the places that you know need to be touched. God, whatever that is trying to hide, God, it can't hide from you, dear God. So we ask that you heal her right now in the name of Jesus. God, give her wisdom even to how to go in and how to go out, because we know sometimes doctors just a man and they miss some things. But God, you never miss anything. You see everything, God. You know what's going on. So God, if there is something that she needs to know, we ask, Father God, that you put the right physician in place, God, that would know exactly what to look for and that her body might be healed. But right now, God, we place her in your hand, and we ask that you heal her, bring wholeness to that body, take away fatigue and every other thing, God, that's coming against that body now in Jesus' name. And we're thanking you for that. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I receive that.
Praise the Lord. All right, we thank God. We're going to keep on speaking that word. Every promise you can find in the word, keep on healing. In the meantime, if you find healing scriptures, keep speaking it over your body as well until God manifests whichever way or direction. Amen, amen. So we're going to continue to believe God. We believe God. Just God bless and brought this man. Well, on that coma, and here it is, 26 minutes out, no brain damage. My God is so great. So many testimonies of so many marvelous things that came about and been said, and I know you probably have some too. So he's the same God yesterday, today, and forevermore. We just got to walk it out by faith. So we pray you be encouraged and speak life and blessings. And what you believe, you got to believe it. You can't turn back around one day and feel to you today. So I just start talking negative. Then next thing you know, I'm going to put a high one with a prayer going on, or I'm in the prayer line. Or somebody laying hands, and then we feel good, and then we go back to the same thing. We got to be consistent, even though the enemy going to keep on knocking at our doors until he can turn back around and find a way to get in or to break us down. But we got to keep being persistent. That's why he said submit ourselves to the Lord. Resist the devil, he'll flee. And we've heard the instructions that the prophet spoke as well. So bless God. That's a word for all of us. In the meanwhile, any more praise reports or prayer requests? Bless God. I want to pray this prayer, glory to God, for Pastor Apostle Burton. Praise the Lord. Mother Alexander, you there?
Praise the Lord.
All right, then I'm going to tell you to intercede on Brother Deacon Burton's body and whatever, just pneumonia, but he's also going through with the kidney and sometimes the enemy fight against his heart. So, but he needs some encouragement, too, that just on coast right now with all those attacks came against him. And we also will add Pastor Burton continuously for her strength and for that shoulder. So would you take that request for me?
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord God. Father, in the name of Jesus, you gave us power and authority over these enemies, Lord. If you have in the Father, touch the mind, touch the heart, touch the whole body of Pastor Burton and her husband, Lord God. Because, Father, you see it all and you know it all. But you tell us in your word, and Father, ask and believe when we ask to receive. You also tell us, Heavenly Father, that whatever we bind on earth is bound in heaven. So, Lord, we come together as one, binding up this foul spirit of attack on the body, Lord God. Because, Father, your word is what we're standing on. And we claim healing in his body, Lord God. And we claim healing in Pastor Burton's body also, Father God, because you see who she is, Lord, and you know, Father God, every tears and every ache that she feels. But we know, Lord God, that you is a healer, and you already told us by your stripes we are healed. So, Father, we come before you right now, touching in agreement, Lord God, claiming healing in both of the body, Lord God, because, Father God, we know that you is the author and finisher of all things. So we're binding up this pneumonia, we're binding up these aches, we're binding up everything that come against them, Lord, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. Back to the pit of hell where you belong in the name of Jesus. Loose him right now, Lord God. It's time enough to loose that pain off our shoulders. And Lord God, we claiming a victory in our life right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know your word said, Heavenly Father, whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. And we binding up these things right now that come against them in the mighty name of Jesus. And we claim healing in the body right now. Healing in the mighty name of Jesus. We claim it, we receive it right now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Lord God.
You have a praise report, a prayer request. The line has been open for you.
Amen. This is Sister Pugh. I have a praise report. I ask each and every one to pray for my grandson, and I have a report that he's doing a whole lot better, and he has the mind to say he's taken one step at a time with Christ in his life, and I thank the prayer warriors.
Praise God.
Praise
the Lord. So just continue praying for more strength for him to keep his eyes on God. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Father, we do thank you for the grandson. Thank you for that praise report too. God, we thank you for a change of mind and change of heart. And it won't be just being the Christ of the crisis because of what he's going through at this time, but we're praying to be a continuously walk with a change and go over his life will be surrendered over into you. Pray for the grandmother too as well, those that have been praying for and praying, God, that you continue to move miraculously in her life and every burden be lifted and shall she cast those cares upon the Lord. You said, all ye that are laboring heavy laden, come to you and you give us rest. Take that yoke and learn of you and you're meek and lowly, your burden is light, your yoke is easy. Help us all, whatever was unspoken requested that it might be on the line in the name of Jesus, that we all find ourselves doing that as well as knowing with the prophet and other ministries and things have been said already and even tonight, that God, we know this too shall pass and our faith and confidence is in you. And those things that will remind us our mission, stay on our post, glory to God. And if we don't know our post, seek out the faith of the Lord and find out what it is so we can be in position to carry out whatever assignment. God, help us to know, glory to God, you want to find us still working, glory to God, and not, glory to God, caught up in hiding behind a bush or under the glory, our light flickering on and off, but God, that our light will be that light on the hill. And whatever challenges come up, help us to check our arm and examine ourselves daily to make sure that we're still walking in the faith, still walking in obedience in the name of Jesus, because we do need that self-examinatory every day, glory to God, to make sure, because the challenges of this life will try to take us off course. Walk in forgiveness to walk in love. Help us, glory to God, to lift you up, seek your face, praise you, and obedience to that you've called us to do. In the name of Jesus, and let us be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that the labor is not in vain. We bless you. Pray for every prayer warrior, every anointed vessel that you have blessed to be a party to this prayer line for the last 4 years. And even more, we believe in for longevity in life to continue to carry out what you said, the spiritual part, the natural part, the physical part, this assignment that you've given us, this mission, glory to God, even with this line as well as the other warriors around the world. We believe in God that we stay faithful. But even through this challenging time, we're going to find out what's really in us, and we got to get stable like never before. If you find us out, let us not be ashamed. Let us press in like never before to tweak those things and tighten up those areas that any doors have been opened in our armor or either in our minds or either in the places that we need to come up in, so we won't be denying and justifying. Lord, we just bless you for your love, your mercy, your grace. As we cast all these cares and concerns, we can keep our young people lifted up. God, when they're cooped up, glory to God, now and want to find a way for an outlet, already, and they've already been using the internet and using their phones and using the tablets and anything else, glory to God, we bind up any temptation, glory to God, for distraction. We bind up any confusion in their homes or anything, glory to God, to cause them to say, to lie and cheat and manipulate and get caught up in things secretly they shouldn't expose. God, help us to pray for those that are in our house and the ones that are outside and the ones around us in the name of Jesus, that God, their minds will be covered, they'll be delivered, they'll be open, glory to God, for relationship with their parents and one another and their siblings, and even that, glory to God, in their schools or however. We're praying for a change of heart and change of mind. What the enemy want to make for evil, glory to God, when all these people are locked down and whatever like this, is that, oh, okay, then stresses and agitation and aggravation and saying things, doing things that they'll be sorry for. I'm praying it'll be a reverse effect, that it'll be a time that they will spend time, they'll get to know each other, they'll be able to build relationships, they'll be able to tell truth and stare down strongholds, they'll be able to go over to God, to a fellowship, they'll be able to go over to God to build a family, a harmony, go back husband and wife and children and parents. God, I'm praying, go back for a change, even if it's businesses and ministries or whatever, I'm praying, go back for a change. In the name of Jesus, most of all, glory to God, for a life to be turned to Christ and the revival, restoration will take place. God, we are praying even for change in our government, presidency, and everything else, glory to God, at this hour. But God, we are praying for a blood covering over those that out there, and the elderly and the other ones and young people and all, everyone, glory to God. No matter what this plague is or what this thing is, hallelujah, we're under the shadow of the Almighty. But in the meantime, we are praying, glory to God, for those that are not, we get steadfast, but also for praying for them, that they will come in, praying for those, glory to God, that have been affected, praying for the first responders and all the other things, and every capacity, anybody doing anything and everything that have to be out or doing whatever. God, we just pray. God, we thank you, Lord God, that the faith move of God, oh, glory to God, a move of God like never before. The preachers, the teachers coming online with the fivefold ministry, coming in line with dropping off this isms and schism, dropping off whatever, glory to God, that causes us to be divided and be united to get the word out. Internet, phone, telephone, glory to God, texting, letters, whatever, send it out, glory to God, to uplift the name of the Lord and build each other up. I thank you that you see birth strong, better, and firmer this week. In the name of Jesus, we love you, we appreciate you, we adore you, we glorify you, we magnify you, and we thank you, because you are so worthy
to be praised.
Mm-hmm. For that word to...
Hello?
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 Everybody's
Hello?
There?
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
No,
I'm still here. I'm still here.
Maybe this
is still here.
Went out. I don't hear.
Yeah.
Yeah, she did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, somebody goes out.
That's how good
Pray
the message is. Huh?
Pray, Brother Black.
I'll be out of order. I'll wait. Amen. Amen. Well, we do thank you. We do thank you. We bless you, God. We just thank you in the name of Jesus. Lord, for the prayer line, for the spoken word. Thank you for everybody that's on the prayer line, God. Oh,
thank
God,
you.
Until Pastor Hubbard get on, God, we continue to worship you. We receive every word that was spoken, God.
Yes,
Lord,
Lord,
we
Jesus.
Just pray, Lord, that even the speaker spoke the word, we ask you to strengthen her with might and
strength. Yes, Lord,
Jesus. Fuel her and refresh her, God, in the mighty name. And Lord, give her more.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh,
hallelujah.
Lord, glory to God. Well, thank you, Jesus. And we love you. And anyone else, glory to God, we just want to tell you that we love you, and angels be encamped and pray God's blessings upon you. And That was just a little, there was a technical difficulty. That was me pushing the wrong button. But in the meantime, thank God that you're still there for those that are there. Most of the prayer already gone. And so we just bless the Lord for you and thank God for you again as we continue to support one another in prayer and lift each other and check in on each other. So bless the Lord. Look forward to hearing from you on Monday night as we intercede for the various things that are going on and the things that God already placed in our spirit for this ministry. So be encouraged and shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord at all times.
Thank you, Lord.
Well, I bless you too and have a wonderful night. We appreciate everybody. Glory to God and what God has said and what He's doing. And be encouraged. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
King of glory. It's good for Him to come in.
Love y'all.
Love you too, Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. 8:30.